Tom pulled his cell phone from his pocket and glanced at the screen. Shit, it was his biggest client. He looked over at his two-year-old playing with toys on the floor of his home office, unaware that he was trying to work. Tom clenched his jaw and looked between his office, the phone, and his crying toddler. He needed to get to his clients, but he couldn't just leave. Tom sighed in relief. Finally, after months of struggling to juggle his growing business and a toddler, he finally broke down and hired a nanny. But Maddie was not just a nanny. She was a reincarnated goddess, putting herself through college, taking odd jobs. Tom turned as Maddie poked her head inside the office doorway, her backpack slung over one shoulder. Tom swallowed as he eyed her pigtails, appreciating the extra level of spunk it gave to her already perky personality. Tom sighed and watched her from behind as she bent and picked up the baby and headed for the nursery. He knew he overpaid her, but it kept her in the house as much as possible. With his lack of time for anything resembling a social life, he at least enjoyed the glimpses of her sexy ass and long legs whenever he could. Tom walked to his desk and took his call, only half listening to the client on the other end. He couldn't get his mind off Maddie's cute outfit. He knew it was wrong, but he just couldn't get her out of his head. Tom finished his call and set the phone on the desk. He rubbed his eyes, trying to clear his thoughts. Tom glanced up to see Maddie smiling at him through the open doorway. He sat back in his chair and smiled. Maddie grinned and stepped farther into the room. She crossed her arms across her chest, pressing her breasts together to form two beautiful round mounds. Tom, the way she said his name made the word feel secretive, dirty, something only he should hear. He fucking loved it. He felt his cock harden in response, and he pulled his chair closer to his desk. He cleared his throat. Tom swallowed. Something else was getting hard as a rock, watching her beautiful body stand there, waiting. Tom tapped his fingers on the desk, suddenly nervous. He smiled as she stared at him, anticipating, and he felt the air grow hot and thick. Tom pretended to be busy on the desk as Maddie cleaned. She bent over to check the waste basket. Maddie glanced over her shoulder at Tom, her eyes twinkling. Tom imagined himself grabbing her waist and slamming into her from behind. He almost groaned with the thought of fucking her fine, tight body as... Tom's eyes snapped open at the sound of the baby's cry. He hid his disappointment as Maddie turned and headed for the door. Tom sighed in frustration. His cock ached below the desk, and it took all of his self-control to not chase after her. Tom glanced at the door, and satisfied it looked closed, he quickly unzipped his zipper and scooted his pants down his ass. He pulled his swollen penis out of his boxers and then slid open the drawer of his desk and pulled out a bottle of lube. He poured lube into his hand and began to stroke. Slow and long at first, smoothing the lube across his veiny shaft and letting it drip onto his heavy sack. He closed his eyes and leaned back in the chair as he began to pump his hand, imagining two pigtails bouncing up and down as his sexy nanny fucked his thrusting lap. Tom's hand froze and his eyes snapped open. He didn't dare move, praying he'd been mistaken. He wasn't. Maddie stood inside the office doorway. Tom lifted his eyes to meet hers, but he was surprised when she walked around the desk to get a closer look, her eyes wide and lips parted. Tom blinked, unsure. When Maddie leaned both hands on the desk, giving him a better view of her cleavage, he pushed his chair farther back from the desk. He grinned when Maddie's eyes went round with approval. He began to stroke himself again, slowly. Maddie pulled one of her pigtails out and wound the scrunchie tighter in half. Tom let his hands fall back as Maddie took the scrunchie and slipped it over Tom's cock. He groaned as she slid it tightly down toward his base, an effective impromptu cock ring. Tom loved the way Maddie's fingers trailed along his skin, her nails tickling the underside of his shaft in a playful, teasing way. Maddie stepped around the desk until she stood knee to knee with Tom. She played with the edge of her jeans and licked her lips. Tom reached forward and grasped Maddie's arm, pulling her closer and helped her unzip her jeans. Tom's cock throbbed as Maddie dropped her jeans and panties. She was so freaking beautiful. He helped Maddie crawl onto the chair and straddle his waist. Maddie lowered herself to brush against Tom's wide head. His cock twitched as she rubbed her swollen, dripping pussy against his skin. She was so wet and ready. She'd wanted this too. Tom grunted and grabbed Maddie's waist, lowering her down his cock. Maddie cried out and squirmed as his thick cock filled her, stretching her. Her young pussy slid down to his base, sucking him deeper. The scrunchie tickled her clit, and she wrapped her arms around Tom's neck and nibbled on his ear. Tom began to rock. He used his hands to lift Maddie's hips up and down, thrusting as he jerked her against his cock. Maddie's breasts bounced against his shirt. Tom paused long enough to help Maddie rip her shirt off over her head, and he pulled her bra down, letting her breasts spill over. He squeezed her breasts and sucked on each as he began to thrust. Tom grabbed Maddie's waist and slammed her down against him. His cock slid in and out, faster and faster. He felt her coming, her juices slipping down his sack, soaking his lap. Maddie licked the side of his neck, locking her mouth onto his skin and sucking. She scratched at his back, making long, slow trails against his skin. Maddie cried out as her pleasure rolled through her body. Her thighs trembled as Tom began to roll her hips in a circle over his waist, making his cock stretch her pussy wider and wider. Tom let himself go as the two moved as one and rocked themselves to new heights as their climaxes built.
Mm-hmm.